Lord, we ask you now, Lord, as we open your word, Lord, your living and active word, that it really would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and that we could hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not miss the things of you. In Jesus' name, amen. John 16, just rereading this again, and the Lord just reminding me. It's just, you know, when, of course, that is part of the upper room discourse, some of the last things he spoke to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. It's just really good stuff. I'll start here in 20. Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in travail, she has sorrow, but her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she remembers the anguish no more, for the joy of that child has been born into the world. Now he's talking to them about, of course, he's going his crucifixion. They're going to be really sad, right? But if they wait, just like birthing a child, after you birth the child, of course, you forget everything else. And the joy of that child being there, that's what he's telling them. Therefore, you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you. And in that day, he's talking about the day of Pentecost, you will ask me no question. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. And I think this is the fifth or sixth time within this discourse that he's told them this about asking. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will speak no more to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request the Father on your behalf. In other words, you're not praying to me and saying, Jesus, go ask the Father for me. Okay? For the Father loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world, and I'm leaving the world again and going to the Father. And his disciples said, lo, now you're speaking plainly, and you're not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. And that's really, I just saw that this morning when I read that. Because, you know, he's been talking about the vine and the branches and all this. And couldn't you see the confused look on their face? Like, what? You know? And then they were saying, when he said, look, there's going to be a day when I'm just going to speak to you plainly. I'm not going to speak to you in figures and stuff. And they're like, thank God. You know? We don't understand a word you're trying to tell us. So that makes me feel better, right? But here's the thing that I think we've gotten confused with asking in Jesus' name, because we think it's like we pray, and it's okay to pray this, all right? We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it says here to pray, if you ask the Father in my name, so we think, okay, that means I got to tag it on there, that the prayer isn't going to work unless you tag on Father in the name of Jesus. But that's not what that word means. You're praying in his name. You are praying as though you are that person, with the same rights and privileges and everything that that person has. So what he's telling us, and I love that, love the scripture. This is going to be just a short word today. I always give short words, and it's going to be a short word. In that day, this is really powerful. In that day, you will ask in my name. And again, I do not say that I will request the Father on your behalf. That's not what I'm saying. For the Father himself loves you. In other words, he's going to answer the prayer because he loves you. The same way he loved me, he says in John 17. For the Father loves you because you've loved me and have believed that I came forth from him. So he wants us to get to the place to where when we stand praying, we know that we're going to have what we ask of him because we know that he loves us. He loves you the same way he loved Jesus. And when you're standing, when you're in Christ and you are praying, it is as though Jesus himself is praying to the Father with that much authority, with that much belief that he hears you. And he hears you and he hears your request and is going to do it for you on the basis that he loves you. Period. Now that creates one or two things in us, all right? Either we were hearing that and we're moving in that direction, which creates a boldness and confidence. You know, in Ephesians chapter 3 it says to come before him with confidence and in boldness. If you come before the Lord praying and you're not really convinced that he loves you and you know, you're not going to pray with any kind of confidence, are you? Or boldness. You're just going to come kind of sheepishly. I know I can do this thing. And it's so easy to say, oh yeah, in the name of Jesus, you know, or Jesus, would you ask the Father for me? You know, that's not what he wants us to do. He wants to get us to get to a place to where in our abiding relationship with him, which means to stay and remain there, wait on, continue with, that we pray with the same I'll just use the word authority, with the same feelings, with the same assurance that Jesus prays with. Because Jesus as man was totally, absolutely convinced that the Father loved him. And that he was going to do what he asked because he was a good father. And out of his goodness and out of his love, he was going to do that. And then Jesus was telling them, guys, you do the same. Right? Just simplifying it for us. So it's still okay to say that. You know, if you pray, it's not a formula, and you can't say it wrong if your heart is right. But let's start believing that. Let's start moving in that direction of our stance before the Father in our prayer life. Right? Ask and believe that you're going to receive because he loves you. Right? And that you're standing there as though Jesus himself was standing before the Father requesting and praying. Okay? It'll change us, right? We see through a glass darkly, but Lord, man, I've been praying, help me see this more clearly and believe it, right? That's where I want to get it down in here, right? From here down. God, it's just real in my experience, don't you? All right, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.